very, and I didn't know this in the watch, that as we have been watching and praying at this time, that our Air Force is attacking Damascus. And it's not true. This is someone from Israel who is watching it on live TV. So he says USA. You saw Barry on Easter, didn't he? He's awesome. And he is our, of course, the president of Vision for Israel. He said, USA is bombing Damascus now. I'm scanning Arabic channels. And he's saying, pray with us against any Russian retaliatory strikes against U.S. ships, particularly in the Red Sea. Precision guided attacks against the Syrian military. So our first, what I'm going to say is that our first duty is to pray for America, pray for our armed forces, as we do, praise the Lord, and it is important for us to pray for all those who are making the decisions, from our president to General Mattis, the defense secretary, to all the people. There is all kinds of information going back and forth about who is doing what. We do believe, we have known and we have prayed that the Lord bring out the truth, and the basis on which this is happening is that they believed there were chemical attacks on innocent civilians. But some allege, and a lot of our information that we get is that it is Assad, the president of Assad, his regime, and yet Russia, who is an ally of Syria, saying this is total fabrication. So in that sense, we just listen to what the information is out there, and we try to listen to the best one. But we know right now that our armed forces are in action, and so from the watch, we send out our blessing and our covering to all the American warships that are in there in action right now. It's possible that a lot of the planes and the missiles, whatever, are flying from our ships. And so may the Lord, it's our sons and our daughters that are out there in action. And may the Lord protect each and every one. We felt, I won't say in what, but one of our family members close was when we were in Afghanistan and all that. He was right in the middle of the action over a lot of things. He's now, he's kind of retired, but we feel it's someone, our loved ones, our neighbors, sons and daughters. So God bless America, and God bless our president, and cover him at this time. And it's really something. That really, talk about the prophetic thing. I was, and Bonnie happened to be, we were on separate areas, but we were watching for a few minutes. I watched for a while last night. Lawrence of Arabia was being shown. I don't even remember what, but I started watching, and I was thinking, I said, this is a very prophetic movie, because it's about the Middle East, and that it's around that season of the early part the 19, 14 through 18. And then at the conclusion of this, I was doing research. I'm going to do a message one Friday night that you might really love. I met one of the prophetic instruments of all things during that season was the Australian Light Horse Cavalry that broke through so that Jerusalem could be freed. And it was just an amazing time. But one of the things that all the people tell Lawrence, they said, Lawrence, Damascus, Damascus. They keep so tonight, this is where our sailors and airmen are doing sorties over Damascus. Whatever, may the Lord quickly establish shalom and peace. May the Lord defend the innocent civilians. There are some of the largest bunch of Christians in the Middle East are in Syria. So we have brothers and sisters in Christ in that region too. So we want to extend right now when action is happening. And I want to just say we are doing exactly what we need to do. And I want to thank you for being strategic and prophetic, because what is important is we exalt the name of the Lord, that we lift up the name of Jesus, and that as we strengthen and worship His name, His glory come down. His angels are released on behalf of our families, on behalf of our church, on behalf of our city and region, and on behalf of our nation. So what should you be doing at this time? I feel like that's why I began with commending you. You are exactly where you need to be, in the house of the Lord, praying and exalting and worshiping the name of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20 and onward. I could repeat that when the Israel or Judah was in action and was surrounded by enemies, that the main thing God told them and got a revelation. And again and again, how many times did the Lord have to repeat, praise my name, send out the praisers. And so the Lord, as we praise His name, He defeats His enemies. And so may the enemies of Israel, may, and wherever they are, some of them remain secret and behind the scenes, but whoever is that, may their mouths be bound, may they be defeated. And we want to establish, for God to establish peace and blessing over Israel, over Jerusalem, and over the Middle East, that the neighbors, all of the neighbors who bless Israel will be blessed. The other aspect, as a side issue, right now, the main thing tonight is that as our sailors and armed forces, as our military is in action, we surround our sailors and soldiers with our prayers, our intercessions. We plead the blood of Jesus over this. And then in that, then we pray the innocent, God will defend the innocent, that He will send His angels to protect civilians and protect all innocents. And especially we lift up our Christian community brothers and sisters. And we are grateful that it is, Syria is one of the unusual places where they went aggressively over many, many decades. They have tried, the authorities, they have tried to protect, always protect the Christians. So we are grateful. May the Lord continue to protect the innocents and the civilians. In that context, I was writing the prophetic watch focus for this next week, and I was dictating it to Heather, but we were going to pray for the Middle East, and one of them aspects for the watch focus I was writing, I was sensing there is something stirring, and we needed to lift up in prayer and cover. But one of the ones is a key leader that the Lord is bringing forth that we had not heard of before. He is something very prophetic stirring, and it's Prince Salman. He is now, the king has retired, and his son, Prince Salman, who is a young man, has succeeded, and he is quite unique among those people, the leadership, the old leadership. I mean, they would never ever speak one kind word about Israel. But even just last week, Prince Salman said, Israel has a right to exist. Right, and that was very important. It's the first time in the history of Saudi Arabia and Arab nations, that someone from Saudi Arabia, as an official voice, said Israel has a right to exist. So there are certain things that are happening that God Himself is stirring. And so we bless that area. The watch is more essential than ever. I thank each of you who have each week, week after week, you are showing up and praying. And this is just as important for me as Sunday morning worship. I mean, that is essential. That is, Lord has told us to once a week get together and worship and praise and as a community. It strengthens you. It is the essential. I would rather have us choose not to eat all the week. I mean, we do without. If you're going to do without other things, but do not miss Sunday worship. And now I would say part of our vital blood flow is watching and praying for America. And you see this right now as the first part of the watch. I thank all the intercessors who stood up immediately we realize these attacks in our nation of Christian, basic Christian and even human values. And you find, and I was telling Bonnie, and I was discussing to Bonnie that one of the books, and then Katie read that one of the major books prophetically this week that the Lord, I'm going into it and getting it, we might just study this book as a very strategic book right now, prophetic book, is the book of Judges. And so I was in the book of Judges, and what is one of the most important comments in the book of Judges? Now, Gideon and all of that, the great stories, Deborah, but what is the most important aspect of the book of Judges? And it is, exactly. Armin, you get two Twinkies. Of whatever you choose. That was very good. Everyone did what was right on his own eyes. Basically, meaning humans ruled their own things and would not listen and pay heed to the voice of the Lord and guidance from the Lord. And that was a major area. And so I was thinking, talk about groups of people that's right now going from, darkness covered the earth and gross darkness the people. So, and as you study the meaning of the words, it's like dark gets darker. So some of you may remember, I was in graduate school and then I was called very quickly. I was doing traveling all across Texas. But the judgment came out. I remember I was in my student union at Texas Tech, and suddenly they declared Supreme Court had made legal abortion. Now, that was way out there, 1973. And we were struggling, and it was, oh, come on now. We know this is very bad. It shouldn't be done. But people who need to do it, it'll be totally exceptional. It won't You will rarely know it, but though there are medical emergencies, some have. So we make abortion legal. Then abortion became a right. And then it became a regular event. And I remember as a young pastor, even then, how the values is, how the devil was trying to strangle the Christian value systems even there. And so anyone who started raising their voice, and I was just starting as a young pastor, and so you could, I'm so glad I had a great mentor, and who's Derek Prince, and I could, you know, now knew to honor the Word of God, to get the values system, and not that the Word defined us, and we are not leaderless. We don't have to be everyone doing what is right in his own eyes. No, sir, we have the Word of God to guide us. So we are not a confused people. Say, I'm not confused. So the, and then talk about now such a, I mean, it was like for the certain leftist politicians and whole wings of politics, it's on the abortion is a sacrament. It's like that's the first thing they do. Then it was like we should be tolerant of some people who have different kind of attraction than what you do, and the gay lifestyle, and let's let them have some rights. And it suddenly it became major then, and now even Christians who have even little value, they cannot, if a Christian refuses to make a wedding cake exalting the gay lifestyle, they are cornered by the state government, as you know, and fined. They can lose their business. Because so it, the degradation gets worse and worse. So dark will get darker. And I remember Derek teaching that, and I had to understand what he would say. But now I can say, hey, I have seen it with my own eyes. How can dark get darker? It does get darker. So, and as we do not, therefore, there is something, I'll tell you, I am looking for victory. I believe that that whole thing, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. But God has to raise in every area of the United States. I am calling on believers to rise up for the church to take its place in blessing the purposes of God. And just see the degradation then. Everyone doing what is right on his own eyes. So tonight, you were talking about entire, and the word, remember, the word is a lie. I mean, the wording of these people's language is a lie. Not the word, but I mean, the wording that they use. Oh, it's pro-choice. We are pro-choice, which means kill the babies, it's okay. Sorry, you know, I mean, but that's another language. The baby, no longer, it's Sarma for 2,000 years, babies of thousands of years. I am, she is, Mary is with child. It doesn't, we have never said Mary is with a fetus. But they changed the language. Oh, then, what is that? Oh, I'm expecting a fetus. And fetus, you can do whatever. Cut off its limbs and suck out its head. It's all right. And it's a demonic. Then the language is, now we are influenced by demonic. I mean, even I have to be careful what I say. And I mean, I'm not going to, but there is a pressure. You have to, so Christians, we recognize, so as, I mean, I didn't bring this up, but the ladies brought this up about this, what do they call this new program for the welcoming schools? Aren't we wonderful? What? Anti-bullying. Oh, wow. It is all for a nice purpose. Isn't it sweet? And that is We want to welcome officially the giant, not the teeny wind, but the big giant, the demon of confusion. From the beginning, we're going to take over. You are not going to tell your little baby girl, hey, honey, you are going to so enjoy going to learn ballet or whatever. I mean, even, people can be successful. I remember the one time, just because of, as I got older, my doctor said, just for the sake of precaution, go, I'll let you, you know, it might be good for you to have a just precautionary. I don't want to, praise God, I'm fine, but go to a heart doctor as part of our thing. And so I went. I ended up being with considered one of the master surgeons in Charlotte. It's a lady, one of the most brilliant heart surgeons. Ladies can do anything they want. It's wonderful. And men can do. But I want my boys to be boys. We want to see Star Wars together. They like to play with little guns, Star Wars guns, phasers, Star Trek, whatever. And I love, honor, appreciate my two girls. Excuse me. Anyway, but now, and this will freak you out, but they are beginning in certain states to start the early encroachment of calling pedophilia. I won't even go into it. But these are imperatives for us, therefore, culturally. I was kind of struck by this welcoming schools thing and all that, and how language, be careful of language. This is, it's like, ha! Anyway, so, but God's people are getting stronger. And the anointing that we are seeing is getting more and more powerful. And so I saw a scene that, made my week and made my, watching what's happening. So there was a scene where the president was welcoming and honoring the Alabama, University of Alabama won the championship, football championship, the college football championship. They were at the White House. Do you have that little video? It's just less than a minute. We'll play it. And I want you to see what's happening there. The speech was great. The president gave a great speech, and then the coach. There it is. Look. And you may not understand. That the entire college football team of University of Alabama, and the president welcomed them, gave them, you know, whatever, and they presented them with a Crimson Tide t-shirt with his name Trump on it and all of that. But as the president thought, okay, this is done now, we dismiss, the captain of the University of Alabama football team said, Mr. President, we would like to pray for you. May we? And the president said, yes, sure. And all the Alabama University students came and got together and laid hands and blessed the president. And I want to tell you, It made my day that this is the next generation coming up, and they're boldly in the all between before all the cameras and all that. They said, we are going to pray for our president, and we're going to bless him. And so God bless University of Alabama. Crimson Tide, right? Go Tide. Anybody went to the University of Alabama, or any of your family members? Because they're half crazy. When they cheer, where are you? Is there someone? Oh. But? Your sister? Yay, go Tide. Who else? Your brother went Crimson Tide. No wonder you were saying go Tide. Your what? Your mother? It is. It is indoctrination. Go Tide. Well, we can all say tonight together, roll Tide, roll. Amen? Well, I mean, for me, they touched my heart. Praise God. It was wonderful. Anyway, so the other part we want to pray, just think in that this is the big thing about the book of Judges was there was massive confusion. And they served whatever they thought was right and stopped serving and worshiping the living God, the God of Israel. Now there were exceptions, and then the book of Judges talks about the different people who were raised up. But just think about this right now. Tonight, and this last week, I was saying, what's he going to do? There is tremendous pressure to do this. Lord, give the president wisdom. But at the same time, he's thinking of the denuclearization of Korea, of North Korea, who is ruled by a crazy man. Major, we have been praying this last several years, you mean, on the watch focus. Lord, heal the economy of the United States. As we get to travel quite a bit, it would break your heart to see literally hundreds and hundreds of our factories. I used to go quite a bit and still do to Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Often I go almost every year to Pennsylvania. And this 2-3 weeks ago, we were in Hagerstown, Maryland, but it's right 10 minutes from the border of Pennsylvania. So most of the congregation was Pennsylvania. But the hope that's risen up, because some of the old iron factories that were shut down are beginning to revive. And I said, wow, Lord, there is a wave. You are restoring our economy. So God, more. Let the tide, the wave of glory and restoration keep on coming over our nation. So there is a tremendous, we are in debt still, and we need to get out of debt as a nation. But the president has to make decisions about the trade with China, with Mexico, with Canada. And then this whole thing about Syria and the armed forces activating them, it's a major responsibility. And at the same time, full time, the media is trying to destroy day and night, hour by hour. And this is something that we have to rise up and say, our leadership has to be focused, and we cannot lose every, it's like an army of millions of vultures trying to come over our heads, and we have to be focused. So may God put a supernatural shield over the president, over the cabinet, over the decision makers, over our defense secretary or our armed forces. And so these are some of the issues, and I'm grateful, you know, because of that you take on your duty, and as watchman on the walls, that I was communicating with Barry Siegel in Israel on something totally different, and I was telling him it was good to see him and something, I mean, blessing his family, all of that. And I sat down, and God, Mazel Tov. It's 4 o'clock in Israel, and right now I'm seeing the planes being that the Israeli TV is showing all of these things. And I said, wow, we are called to be watchmen on the walls, praying for this hour, blessing Israel, blessing America, covering. So we want to, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to pray. But I want to say that there is a, I want you to do, see, and I'll complete my thoughts. The next watch weekend, we were going to, but I want us to send praises to the Lord as our forces are in action, and then pray for people right there in Syria that the Lord himself will defend the civilians, and the Christians who are protected, and all those who are innocent. But it says in Isaiah 6, just want you to our focus. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. So I just want to say, in the context of all these things, our focus above all is on the Lord. That we are first our reference point, whether it is the value system that is being attacked. And this is literally, that's why we cannot quit praying and fasting and breaking strongholds on, not only, remember, this is not just on our behalf, but that God can continue. Our models are the scripture, the Old Testament, as we continue to committed to the Lord and his value systems and his word, that the Lord will not leave us alone, that he will see our cries of repentance and humility and worshiping him and say, Lord, we may the blessing continue on us and our children. Say, and our children. So that's part of the responsibility of adults, is to not just think of ourselves, but our children and our children's children and our neighbor and their children. So we again want to exalt and look, focus on the Lord. And I saw the Lord. Say, we see the Lord sitting on a throne. So that is, he is the King of glory. He is the ruler over blessing our lives. May every aspect of your life, the Lord, King of glory. It doesn't matter any kind of burps you're having, any kind of attack that your children may have. We are going to break the power of every attack, because our King is on the throne, the King of glory, and he is giving you and our children the victory. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face. With 2 he covered his feet. And with 2 he flew. And one cried to another and said, seraphim, by the way, means the burning ones. They are so filled with the Shekinah glory. They are so full of light that the light makes them burn. So they're full of the glory. And in that glory, flying with flaming fire, because the concentrated glory is in them. And they cry to one another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Say, the whole earth. Raise your hand. Say, the whole earth is full of his glory. So we are speaking over every city and wherever your loved ones are. Include that. And then may we are including Charlotte and Fort Mill and Charleston and Columbia. We are including New York and Miami. And we are including Los Angeles and Seattle. They let the whole earth, Israel and Jerusalem, even Damascus, that the Lord will cover when we speak shalom and blessing of God. Let the whole earth, say the whole earth is full of His glory. Put your hands on yourself. This earth is full of His glory. Amen. And we honored that. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of Him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. Where the glory is, you'll find often the scriptures talk about the smoke, but it's thick light that becomes smoky. And Isaiah himself, see, had to have this, to be able to be commissioned for the greater works of the Lord, he has to be in the glory, and he feels like, I am so inadequate, I'm not capable, woe is me, I'm undone. I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin is purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. Lord, raise your hand and say, here am I, send me. So whatever purpose God wants to do, we have to have an ongoing revelation. And it will bless you, the living daylights out of you, as you behold the Lord and His glory. And then the burning ones, the angelic, full of glory, seraphim come down and put the fiery stone that cleanses the entire being of Isaiah, because he feels, I am inadequate, I'm full of sin. Well, it'd be when you are in the presence of the glory, you'll feel. We have seen when the glory comes, we have seen, people will run up and confess. I'm saying, you're speaking out loud. Hush. We'll talk about it later. No, they want to be cleansed. Lord, I am a sinful man. Lord, I have done this. It doesn't matter. I'll tell you, and I saw it one time, a governor of a great province. He was a multimillionaire. And he saw, I was doing a miracle service, and suddenly the glory came, and this thick cancer, big cancer, there was a woman near the front row, and she had this big cancer growing. And we came to know the governor. And as he was looking, poof, the glory touched that giant cancer. And it disappeared. And it was normal. And the governor ran up to the altar in this open field, saying, I am a sinful man. Pray for me, and I've done this, and I wanted to say, hush, no, don't, everybody's listening. And he didn't care. He was crying, weeping, because he was undone by the glory. He knew God is God. God did that, and we are beholding the goodness of God right now. He is restoring. We are at fuller employment than we have had in 41 years. We want to thank the Lord. Instead, vile, snaky-like, demonic things are trying to tear down our nation, our children's values. And yet, in this time, as we see the Lord, and therefore I am seeing a fresh surge tonight. Watch Focus was, catch this great wave of glory, which taking in this wave, the worship, Michael, Armin, Jenna, all of you, all the worship team, that the last few weeks, both Bonnie and I have felt a surge of creative glory taking us like a river is mounting us and taking us to the next level of praise and worship. So if you start spontaneously praising God, thanking Him, do so, and you're doing it, you're getting in the flow of favor and blessing for not only you and your finance, but for your children's blessing and favor. So I was, the last few weeks have been very prophetic and powerful. So I was in my library this afternoon, and suddenly this man, I thought it was like Lawrence of Arabia, but he looked Egyptian, and he was smiling. I saw him, and he was so real, and he was standing in my library, and I was making notes. And I said, what is this? And I realized that, in a sense, Joseph was visiting me, and the man who had been in office. And I believe with that impartation, I mean, he was kind of smiling, and I felt that there was an impartation for us, and for especially for our children, to give a supernatural glory impetus of favor on your children and your grandchildren, that there will be completely unexpected. You will not realize how it is. But the Lord, in many ways, has been preparing your children for promotion and favor. And that as this surge is happening for your home, for your finances, that overnight, miraculously, from the pit, he's bringing us to the palace. Just like Joseph, overnight, from pit to palace. Say, to the palace. And see, overnight, the wealth system for him changed, and he became the wealthiest man after the Pharaoh, became the wealthiest man in the most richest civilized nation at that time. So there is a visitation at 10 for you, for your children, and I want to welcome that visit. I say, I am speaking favor. Say favor. Promotion. For me. My children, my church, my nation. So it is important we take prophetically place as watchmen. So you do it in your home, in your car, wherever you are, and speak. And your word is important. So therefore, this is a season, this is a year of prosperity, of favor, of promotion. Overnight, then, it'll change. We are prophetic people. And you're going to prophesy over your children. You're going to prophesy over the watch. You will prophesy over the church. You'll prophesy over our nation, our president, over Israel. And you are a prophetic voice. You are called. You are anointed. So for such a time as this, to release this. Therefore, this favor is like a... I saw this like a river, just like surging up for worship. And I am like, I have been singing like I have not been singing for more than 45. I started when the Holy Spirit came on me, the wave of glory. It was weirdly awesome and wonderful. One of the things I would do, I still have some of those. I had a whole Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament words. So it's Greek to English translation of every word used in the New Testament. And I would stay up night just reading it as a magazine. It was like, oh, it's so much fun. It's so great. And now I look back and I said, so I was intoxicating with something, but I don't know what. But and I would write songs, and I'm writing songs again. These last few weeks, I'm writing songs. I'm getting up as I travel and started singing, and I've not done that in years. And that is, I'm sensing, I'm just testifying to you, there is a new surge for you. Surging. The glory is surging over you. Get into the Spirit. Start thinking, you say, my voice is not good. That's all right. Your dog will like it. I mean, God loves it. So get in that river of favor for yourself, for your children, and there is a wealth transfer. So look at some of the prophetic examples. Those are not just standalone stories. These are prophetic examples that you can, for example, the woman with the issue of blood. May everyone you pray for be like that, so that we have heard this over, and I get into that glory. I pray you get an impartation where you, that woman with the issue of blood, she had a woman cancer, and it didn't matter. Poof, she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and she was whole. And that is a portal of glory. We're going to go through that and claim it for the new level of cancer healings. So Ruth, for example, was whatever she was in Moab, when she's with Israel with her widowed mother-in-law, she was gleaning from the field. That's what poor people do, is whatever is left over, she was picking from that. And overnight, she became one of the wealthiest, perhaps the wealthiest woman, married to Boaz, the wealthy, awesome man, and picked her. And overnight, she was turned. And so, favor. Say favor. And these are prophetic examples for us, that favor. I speak that over my children and over your children. Over my finances, these church finances, over you. There is a wealth transfer, that if we keep the heart of Joseph, if we keep the heart of Ruth, and just think of an orphan girl, that's a poor orphan, and overnight God makes her the princess of Persia. And then the favor, that if you get the scepter stretched out towards you, then the king accepts you, and overnight you're going to save not only yourself and your family, but you're going to save the whole nation of Israel, is saved for the favor that came on this girl, orphan girl named Esther. So this is the season of a surge of prophetic praise and worship. And in that mantle, the glory is coming. There's a river of favor rising up. So I'm going to speak it over you, over your children, over your business, that where you expected a few million dollars, that it'll be $100 million. That you and your children are going to inherit the blessings of Abraham, that they are mine, they are your children and my children's. And we're going to speak prophetically over this, that there will be, just like Job, overnight became double. Whatever we had, double. Say the double. Double. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. So we bless Michael Armand coming up, and the worship team. Anybody with you? And stretch your hand out towards them. And the whole worship team, Dennis and all the people who are helping you, we say, next level. Worship. Praise. Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We bless you guys. Hallelujah. Pray in tongues for them right now. Kerobashaka. Larabashakarabashanamaki. Halabaranamashanamaki radadabashara. Leradadadadabashiki. Handarabadadabasharaba. Take us all. Hallelujah. Put your hand over yourself. Say the next level of praise, worship, favor for me, my children, my finances, for my church, for this church. Favor, inheritance, turn around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, 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 yes. Tell your neighbor, yes, yes, yes. Tell your other neighbor, yes, yes, yes. Glory to God.
Yes.
And remember now, and I want you guys, some of us, to come up, all of us, if you can, come up front. We're going to And remember, and we're going to praise whatever God gives you right now, Michael and Armin. But then remember the battle going on over our sailors and airmen and all of them are involved. We pray the Lord's covering and that wisdom for our president and Defense Secretary Mattis and all the other members of cabinet and our armed forces. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father.
Lord, you are great, awesome and true is He.